What's up, everybody? This is The Organic Guy, and welcome to Organic View. This is a segment where I get to go through some of the hottest topics that are circulating within the organic movement. It really helps us to go beyond the headlines. It helps us to dig deep and understand what is the story behind the headline. And today I have a very, very interesting headline, and it's how Sri Lanka's overnight flip to total organic farming has led to an economic disaster. And this is a headline from the print, and it's written by Samyak Pandey on the 5th of September. But now, when you read such a kind of a headline, right, you expect some form of evidence, some form of clear evidence showing that there is indeed a clear link between the country deciding to go organic farming and it having an economic disaster. And maybe we should ask from this article to show us some form of causality between organic farming, the country going into an economic disaster, right? And maybe that is too much to ask for. How about we ask for simply a correlation, just showing us that maybe when the country decided to go organic, that's when the country actually had an economic disaster. So what we're going to go through this particular article and try to see if the author is giving us that correlation between the country deciding to go organic and it having an economic disaster. Let's read. Sri Lanka has been hit hard by a serious economic emergency, even as it struggles to tackle the COVID-19 pandemic. Dwindling foreign exchange reserves, a sinking currency, and a soaring food inflation has come together to create a crisis which is unprecedented, even by the record of the island nation that was torn by civil war for decades. So just by the second statement there, we are seeing really two huge variants that are playing a critical role to the economic crisis that we're witnessing in Sri Lanka. First, the author is actually telling us, look, the dwindling foreign exchange reserves and the sinking currency is probably the reason. And of course, the soaring food inflation is probably the reason for this crisis. But, you know, don't mind too much about those ones. Let's get another variation in here and try to see how it's actually causing this particular economic crisis. Okay, let's continue to read. So the surge in food prices and a real fear of hoarding of essential food items was the last straw that forced President Gotabaya to impose the economic emergency on 31st of August and public security dominance at the root of this economic catastrophe, right? We've already seen three reasons, but the author is telling us to ignore those three reasons and go to the root of it, right? Okay, let's see this. At the root of this economic catastrophe is a bizarre overnight flip by Rajapaksa's government on the 29th of April to ban the import of chemical fertilizers and any other agrochemicals to make the Indian Ocean the first in the world to practice organic-only agriculture, right? So the writer is trying to convince that since the government banned the importation of chemical fertilizers and any agrochemicals on the 29th of April, this is the reason why there is an economic disaster by September of the same year. I don't know about you, but government really are super, super slow in implementing whatever laws that are taken into place. And if there is any government that really approves this kind of stuff this fast, I want to be in the government, okay? But in 4 months, almost impossible as to how this was actually implemented within 4 months, okay? Was the implementation done immediately after the growing season was done and then they decided to go overnight? And for 4 months only, really, is there a harvest period for farmers already to have applied organic method for 4 months, okay? Is it enough that the effect of actually converting into organic has already been seen? My answer is absolutely not. But according to the writer, none of those matters, right? Let's continue to read. The result, prices of daily food items like sugar, rice, onions have soared over twice, with sugar even touching record of 200 per kg rupees. Kerosene oil, what does this have to do with organic farming? And cooking gas prices are surging. Tea crops are predicted to fail in October, and there are fears of a hit to production to other crucial export crops like cinnamon, paper, rubber, cardamom, cloves, nutmeg, betel leaves, cocoa, and vanilla. I don't know about you, but guys need to start taking responsibility whenever their predictions don't come to fruition. I think scientists are getting away with making predictions without any consequences to such a kind of predictions. So this guy is telling us, some guy sat somewhere and created a model and predicted that by October, they are going to have a disaster. And probably this is not going to happen, right? This is just sort of fear-mongering, try to create some form of fear to farmers so that they can probably, you know, go out in the street and protest such kind of measures. This is very, very strategic, ladies and gentlemen. This is super, super intentional. And the correlation between going of organic and the kerosene oil and the cooking gases surging, I don't see it. Let's keep on reading. These developments come amid a 30 basis points rise in month-on-month inflation in the country, jumping to 6% in August from 5.7% in July. Its foreign reserves plunged 62%. I don't know about you, but those are very, very strong key indicators as to why maybe the economy is not doing so great. Okay, imagine the foreign reserves plunging by 62%, you know, from 28 billion in July against 7.5 billion in November. Moreover, the Sri Lankan rupee has fallen 7% against the US dollar this year. So those are very, very strong key indicators or reasons as to why maybe the economy is not doing so great. But No, let's not focus on those ones, but let's focus on organic farming because the country decided to go to organic farming 4 months earlier this year. I don't know about it, but I do see that there is an agenda going on here. So according to the Sri Lankan government, two primary reasons have driven the inflation, okay, crushing tourism due to the pandemic, obviously, and hoarding food prices. The dip in tourism has also hit the forex reserves. The crisis has now reached such a proportion that former army general has been appointed as commissioner general to essential services to raid and seize food stocks. The officer has been taking tasks to ensure sale of products at government named prices or on custom import costs. Sri Lanka is net food importer. Right there, those are very, very, very strong reasons as to why maybe the country's economy is not doing great. So let's try and really see what the author is also trying to lay ground here. So according to a major Sri Lanka's tea conglomerate, Harman Grant, one of the 46 experts picked by the president to spread the organic shift, the move, consequences for the countries are unimaginable. The ban has drawn the tea into complete disarray. If we go completely organic, we lose over 50% of the crop, but we are not going to get 50% higher prices, reportedly said. I wonder why it's getting this figure from of 50%. According to several research that's done, I haven't seen any research telling us that if you go organic, you're going to drop by 50% of your total production. But hey, maybe it was just saying just for the sake of it. Okay. Grant Knight pointed out that the ban will cut the country's average annual tea production of 300 million kgs to half. Moreover, as the production of organic tea costs 10 times more, its market is limited too. According to the estimate, tea is Sri Lanka's single biggest export, bringing over 1.2 billion per year and nearly 10% of the country's export income. Former central bank governor reportedly termed the organic plant as a dream with unimaginable socio political and economic costs. They say that Sri Lanka's food security has been compromised, and without foreign currency, it's worsening day by day. I don't know about you, but I see a lot of trying to bring in people's opinions into this particular move without really giving us concrete reasons. I don't see. For example, we have seen some very concrete evidence of some of the reason. We've seen the COVID is the main reasons that has seen drop in tourism and foreign reserves. We've seen that the rupee has crashed, has fallen up to 20% of its initial worth. Foreign reserves have been depreciated. There is a crisis on their repayments of the loans. So those are pretty four strong indicators. And we're going to throw organic in. Has to be one of among the last variables that we're going to throw to try and show us that indeed the reason for this, all of this that's happening, is because of organic farming. So how has other outlets reported this story? So for example, the BBC is saying COVID is the main reasons why Sri Lanka is in an economic emergency. Okay, BBC is saying that. DW is also saying that COVID and economic crisis is the cause of food shortages. not because of organic farming. And any good person can say this. 4 months is not enough for a transition from conventional to organic to actually see results in 4 months. So this is very fishy. How about we try and see the Minister for Finance saying about this story of what's happening? So first of all, we're going to see about the reserve currency of Sri Lanka actually dropping up to 20% this year. This is a great interview that I found from Al Jazeera, and let's see what they have to say.
I was looking at some of the numbers. So it looks like Sri Lanka's foreign reserves fell to $2.8 billion at the end of July. Now that's down from $7.5 billion in November 2019, back when this government took office. And the rupee in that time has also lost more than 20% of its value against the US dollar. Nishan, let me throw this to you. What happened?
With regard to the rupee, I think the depreciation of the rupee is really a function not of high inflation in Sri Lanka. So it's not based on fundamentals. It's based on concerns really about the future and management of the...
Well, first of all, we are seeing that, you know, one of the reasons that this is happening is because there is a drop of the rupee really losing up to 20%. Of its value, and its reserves actually dropping from 7.5 billion to 2.8 billion on that particular year. So, you know, if you're very, very smart, you can figure this out. COVID being another major player into this particular economic crisis.
It is also less. So, yes, we do recognize there has been a slight reduction in the overall reserve levels. And that is also not merely because of the reasons that were alluded by the other two gentlemen. It was mainly because tourism, which had a $4.5 billion inflow coming into the country, that was disturbed as a result of COVID. And naturally, that had to be addressed with other areas of reductions in the foreign exchange outflows, which meant that the reserve buildup was a little weaker than otherwise.
Okay. And again, we are seeing that COVID did play a huge role in where we are in this particular crisis. And tourism is actually the third contributor to its GDP. So if you're having your third largest contributor to the GDP dropping by 96%, it is going to play a key role in your economic situation in your country. So organic farming is really, really far away, far, far away as one of the variables that are actually playing a critical role to all of this happening. And in this interview, actually, they do mention about the fact that maybe organic farming is actually playing a role. But here is the finance minister actually answering to that question.
This time that have also been put into place. And I want to get your perspective on this because I see there's also been a big move towards organic farming in Sri Lanka. And also now with these new restrictions, fertilizer and pesticide imports have also been halted. Now, farmers are saying that that means their crop yields are potentially going to be halved, literally slashed by half. That also has implications for food insecurity, as well as, I believe, your biggest export, tea, which accounts for what, $1.25 billion a year, 10% of Sri Lanka's export income. Minister Cabral, do you stand by that decision?
Yes, very much so. You see, whatever speculation there has been, we have seen that there has been no shortage at all. In fact, the tea production has been up. So I think there is speculation that this will happen or that will happen. But at the end of the day, we have seen in every single instance that every month the tea productions have been up, the prices have been good, and tea has been generating the revenues that were necessary.
Well, obviously, this is a government official and is going to stand by their decision that is expected. But you cannot deny the fact that is there actually telling us that the total tea production actually increased over 4 months. And my own view is that you cannot judge a policy change within 4 months, okay? It usually takes 3 to 4 years for farmers to convert from conventional to organic farming. And you're judging the conversion on just 4 months. In 4 months, we all know no government can be able to implement their policies within 4 months. Let's look the real reasons behind the economic crisis. I mean, organic is just being buffooned and used as a scapegoat here. But what is the real reason? The real reason, number one, actually, this is a good piece that I found from the Policy Forum. The real reason for this economic crisis is, number one, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, right? The pandemic did cause a lot, did stop a lot of movement. And when you stop movement, that means commerce is also likely to be halted. If I cannot move from point A to point B, if I cannot go, sometimes when I go to the mall, I buy shit that I didn't expect to buy, right? So as a result, contributing to the economy and the economy running. But if you are halting my movement, that means, of course, there is going to be a dip on the economic performance of the country at that particular point. The second reason really of this crisis is because of the borrowing problem, right? Sri Lanka has been facing a borrowing crisis. On 25th of July, Sri Lanka had managed to repay $1 billion in bond in foreign currency debt, but two more payments, bonds of $1.5 billion and $1.25 billion of debt are due in 2022. So if you have such a kind of debt, obviously investors are going to look at it and say, maybe this is not a good place to invest this kind my money into. And the third point is the fact that Sri Lanka's foreign reserves has fallen dramatically. And we do see that their reserves actually fallen from $2.8 billion at the end of July from $7.5 billion in 2019. This is a dramatic drop, even if there is a two-year difference between it. And also we are seeing that the Sri Lankan rupee has lost more than 20% of its value against the US dollar, okay? So forcing the central to increase its interest rates in order to strengthen, its local currency. And the fourth point is that we are seeing that the country is actually facing some sanction from the European Union and the United Kingdom due to its allegation of violating human rights. So Sri Lanka does have a lucrative potential preferential trade deal with the European Union worth over 360 million annually, which came under threat, of course, due to these allegations. The United Kingdom also follows suit, managed, of course, to add a huge, huge economic blow to their economic status as well. So we are seeing a myriad of reasons as to why all this economic crisis can happen. And surely if we're going to put organic farming as a variable to all of this crisis, it has to be one of the lowest and the bottom ranked. And it, in my opinion, shouldn't be as one of the variables when you're trying to connect the dots on why we're having this particular crisis, because it's been only four freaking months. And you're trying to judge a policy move by just 4 months. It's absolutely delusional. Organic conversion from conventional to organic, we know it takes 3 to 4 years, and judging it by 4 months, it's absolutely crazy. And we do see very, very strong variables that can contribute to such a an economic dip. And you know, these things has been tried before, although this was a state in India and actually that went 100% organic. And you know, it has shown us that this is something that can be done. Sikkim did indeed go 100% organic, and it's showing us that going 100 is not just a pipe dream, ladies and gentlemen, it is a reality. We can see that the effects really that this particular conversion are going into organic as hard on Sikkim. Sikkim's tourism rose up to 50% from 2014 to 2017. And these are real, real measurable returns on their investment in organic. And oh, by the way, you didn't hear them on the article mention on the reasons why the government was eager, right, to move to organic farming. Okay, they didn't talk about the soils in Sri Lanka actually being so acidic that the government decided maybe there's a better way of doing things. You know what is insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting to get different results. The soil in Sri Lanka were already acidic, so you have been applying this fertilizer, you've been applying these chemicals, and it's been going to be more and more acidic. Why would you like to go back to that system, right? We have, of course, pollution, these toxic chemicals going into their waterways and polluting their riverway. We have, of course, loss of biodiversity. When you're applying these toxic chemicals, hey, guess what? Bees are not going to be happy. They're going to flow out. So these are some of the reasons that made the government to actually switch to organic. And they didn't mention what are the benefits or what are some of the things that the government actually saw were some of the benefits of going organic. Of course, we do know organic can sequester more carbon into soil. Nowadays, the buzzwords about carbon, we need to draw more carbon into the soil. We do know that organic farms do sequester more carbon into the soil. Number two, organic does not pollute your waterways with toxic chemicals. And number three, of course, we do know that organic does provide two to three x returns to farmers' output. Okay, and we do know that over time, actually, organic does indeed pass the total production conventional. We do know organic farms have up to 40% more biodiversity in general than conventional farms. So these are some of the things that they could not mention in the article itself when they're talking about this particular conversation. So the article is completely bogus, has no basis. To be honest, it's just for clicks, right? It's supposed to give an organic a bad name and supposed to give them more clicks. I mean, the more you click there, the more you're probably going to go to their site and see a few adverts so that they can keep going. It's a sad situation, really, we are in the news reporting field, but it is what it is. That's why we need to go beyond the headlines that we're reading and try to see what's really going behind the curtain. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for sticking with me in this conversation, and I hope you learned a thing or two. Always try to go beyond the headlines and see what's actually really, really going on. So, till next time, ladies and gentlemen, remember to be organic. Cheers.